So would you be able to give us a quick update as to how you think these talks are progressing?
Sort of one day before the end of the meeting, we're just at the moment where parties start to find compromise. A compromise in this conference would mean that you try to find a compromise with the United States, which has stated that they don't want to see any legally binding agreement in this decade. This is not acceptable, and specifically the European Union and the other developing countries have to make very clear that on climate change there is no way to compromise on the decisions needed for the KP protocol on the one hand, on the mandate for a global deal on the other hand. China specifically has now to make a choice whether they want to ally with the United States, which means a post-2020 process, which is probably then dealing with adaptation issues rather than mitigation issues which are needed now, or to join the European Union and other developing countries on a clear roadmap to mitigate climate change.
And do you think there's any prospect of the US moving in the next 2 days, or do you think that they've essentially given up on small island states in Africa?
The constitutions of America enables the president to take international decisions in negotiations. So there's definitely room for a decision, for a mandate. It's just a mandate. It's nothing else the president has to decide upon. But the only chance to get there is probably to bring this decision, whether to start negotiations now till 2015 latest or not, to the final plenary. But the world can see where President Obama stands on this issue.
And you say it's going to be down to China as to whether it allies itself with the EU or the US. Have you got any predictions on that front?
We have the feeling that China already knows that they have to join a global treaty sooner or later. At the moment they play hardball to start as late as possible. On the other hand, the host country, South Africa, has clearly outlined what they would like to see as an outcome here in Durban, and it clearly includes a negotiation mandate starting now and entering into force already in this decade. So we see movement, and the minister at the beginning of the week said China is ready for a legally binding agreement. Now we want to see it here in the negotiations manifest.
Thanks for the update.
You're welcome.